Well, hello, familia. ¿Qué pasa, amigos? All right, so let's see. This week has been a pretty great week. Kind of a long week, but a pretty good week as well. So let's see. So last week for P-Day was pretty fun. We went and played basketball in the church with some of the kids that like live around here. And it was pretty sweet. Then I got super tired because I never play basketball. And we played like pretty hard, so it was pretty fun. Which that was good stuff. Then let's see. Then Tuesday. Tuesday was kind of a stinky day because it just kind of took forever to like get anything to happen. Literally, we were just walking around like our whole area looking for people that we had talked to in the past, and like nobody wanted anything. And it was funny because like it was kind of cool because my comp just like started getting pretty discouraged, just kind of like, oh, dang it, what's going on? Like, why does nobody want to talk to us? Like, even the contacts we were doing, like nobody wanted anything, like at all. And I just like kept praying. I'm like, please let us have something good today. And then it was kind of cool because like literally like the last hour, we walked to the opposite side of our area, and we ended up going and finding one of these investigators. His name's Leandro. We found him and taught him, and it was a super awesome lesson. And it was just kind of cool because like right in the bus, like as we were going to his lesson, I like shared a scripture in DNC with my comp, and it was just like. Through the trials come blessings or whatever. And like it was just kind of cool because then we went and we had an awesome lesson and like we gave him a baptismal date and everything. And it was just like really sweet. Given we haven't been able to find him again, but it was still a good lesson. So that was kind of a cool experience. And then let's see, Wednesday we had interviews or no. Zone conference with president. That was good. Nothing like too out of the ordinary. It was just pretty good. Then, let's see. Came last pretty soon. Then we went by Elena and we were getting ready to get baptized. She only needed to come to church on Sunday, and then she's gonna have her baptism interview after church, and then she's gonna get baptized on the 12th, like next week. And yeah, it kind of didn't work out, so that kind of stinks. Makes you feel a little bajon a little bit, but it was good though. Like, that's right, that's why they have agency, right? And then, but yeah, so you know, it's okay. It's whatever. Then, let's see. So then Thursday, we went and just kind of worked all day. I don't think anything like special happened. But I don't remember Thursday at all, so sorry. Then Friday morning, we went and we did service for one of the Yermanas that was getting baptized on Saturday from the other elders. And what would you like to say about the service project, Elder Clark?
There are no words.
There are no words. We were gonna go and clean up a little trash, weren't we? And then what did we find?
What didn't we find, my friend?
That is the truth. Hasta those armadillos, man. Apparently there were armadillos in the back of her house. So that was cool. We never found them, but she said they were like carnivores and that they would bite us. They would come and attack us. So we were freaking out. And then it was just like her barn just like burned down. And so it was just like a ton of just like wood that had been like rotted away. Her fence was like falling down. But it was good because we left it pretty clean, right? We did a good job. I'll have to see if we got those pictures and I can send them to you guys. But
Yeah,
I'm
they're on Facebook.
They're on Facebook. Okay, well, they're on Facebook. Did she post it to, like, your Facebook or something? How do you find it? Yeah, impossible.
Yeah.
All right. Well, someday you may be able to see the pictures. But it was good. It was a good day. Then because of that, we weren't able to do weekly planning. So, yeah. And then the rest of the night, then we went and had a bunch of CETAs, helping people out, good stuff. And Saturday, what happened on Saturday, man? Oh, yeah, the baptism from the other elders. That was cool. This lady that we did service for, she ended up getting baptized on Saturday with her son, and it was pretty good, your typical Argentine baptism. Yeah, you kind of have to experience it. It's pretty fun. Let's see, after the baptism, we went and, like, looked for some people. Nobody was there. I swear, we just, like, we knock on doors all day long, nobody's there. But, you know, that's missionary work, my friends. So, brothers, if you're thinking about going on a mission, just remember, practice talking to people that you don't want to talk to, because that's all you do all day long. It's just, like, talking to people. So, you can't be, like, shy and not want to talk to people, because then you can't find people to teach, and then you don't have success as a missionary. But yeah, so it's been pretty good, though. Like, it was a good week. It was kind of long, but it was good. Then, let's see, Sunday. Sunday was kind of a bummer because we were going to go have dinner with one of the families, Patricia and Facundo. Like, those two that, like, Patricia, we wanted to get her to get baptized, but she's been, like, talking to her friends that are, like, saying that the Mormons are crazy and that we, once you get into the church, then they, like, keep asking more and more and more of you until, like, you just, like, don't even have a life anymore and stuff. Which, I mean, with callings could be kind of true. Not just kidding. No, and then, but it was just kind of, like, a bummer because she's, like, super awesome and, like, her boyfriend, like, he wants her to get baptized and stuff, but it's all right. We just have to keep being patient and helping her understand why it's important that she comes to the church and stuff. But yeah, so then after that, oh yeah, and then Elena was going to come to church and have her baptismal interview, but then she didn't come, which kind of really stinks, but it's all right. What's she going to do about it, right? Then, let's see, what else? Then Sunday night, we went by this Salinas guy that plays the accordion, and he also plays the guitar, apparently, and he, like, played it for us, and he seriously is, like, professional, just, like, he plays so good, it's so sweet. He, like, played us some, like, cool, like, Spanish songs and stuff. It was kind of cool. Like, they're a good family. They just aren't going to church right now, but we're gonna change that. But yeah, so, and today we have, like, a district activity, and we're gonna go have, like, a birthday party or something. I don't know. But yeah, so it was a good week. Oh, happy birthday, Ben, on Friday. That's pretty crazy. You're gonna be 16, be able to drive and stuff. Yeah, that's really crazy. Just don't wreck the Jeep, please, because I want to have that when I get back. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, yeah, and then with Search Tech, I don't know, bud. Just take like, AP classes, take concurrent classes. But, like, don't just take the classes, but get good grades in them. And if you can, take, like, medical terminology concurrent, because that would be sweet, because then you won't have to take that during the summer. It's like one less class you have to take during the summer. And yeah, I don't know, just talk to Greg, like, just send him an email and be like, hey, what's up, what can I do to get into the program and stuff. I don't know, I'm thinking that would be a good thing. Maybe I'll send him an email. Let's see, what other questions have you guys asked me? I don't really remember. It's getting so hot here. What do you have to say about that, Elder Clark?
So hot.
It's so hot. Yesterday it was just, like, ridiculous. How hot do you think it was yesterday?
probably like 90 degrees.
It was like probably 90 degrees, 100%. But like with with humidity, so it was like ridiculous. That was not very fun, but it's okay because you know missionary work, right? Am I right? It's not about me. Nope. But yeah, so that's fun. Let's see, what else? Well, sorry this recording's kind of short, but, yeah, I can't really think of anything to say, sorry. Yeah, I don't know. I kind of have to go, though, because I gotta still go shower, get ready, read some scriptures, so we can go to the activity, have a good old time. Yeah, I love you guys tons. I hope you have a great week. Sorry for the shorter recording, but love you tons, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.